Well, it's time to catch up with Laura Stengren from Visit Thief River Falls. You can find them online at www.visittrf.com. And last time we talked, we were getting ready to the whole idea, getting comfortable with the idea of spring. Now, I think we're in full spring groove with summer on the way and Memorial Day only just a matter of weeks away here, Laura. So many things that we could talk about. So many things going on with Visit Thief River Falls as well.
Yeah, we have a lot going on. This is definitely one of the busiest times of year for us, being we are the tourism marketing organization for Thief River Falls. You know, we're busy all year round, but, you know, summer is the time where everybody tries to pack in as much as they can to enjoy, you know, this beautiful weather that we've been having already. And so we just try to keep up. We try to keep up with, you know, our marketing efforts, promoting all of the events and activities that go on, the different recreational opportunities that go on here in Thief River Falls. And so we need to be at the top of our game this time of year.
Oh, most definitely. And you guys are having your hands in a few different pots here. And let's talk a little bit about a few of the things that Visit Thief River Falls is involved with. We talk about it being the time to be outdoors, to enjoy Mother Nature. And what a great part of the country, what part of the state here in Thief River Falls to enjoy some of the many outdoor opportunities, let's say. And what a better way to get people going is to get people, you know, helped out with maps and routes and all of that. Talk about Visit Thief River Falls' role and helping out, at least having a hand and getting some of these recreational route maps out to people. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. So our organization is funded by the 3% lodging tax that's collected at all of our hotels and our city campground. So just to kind of give a little context here, our budget is funded by our overnight visitors. So everything that we do within our organization is to try to attract additional overnight visitors into the community. And so we place a lot of advertisements. That's a huge part of our job. And when I say our, I kind of mean me in my job, being I'm really the only staff for this organization. But one of the things that we also do is we assist with some design and facilitation of route maps. And so this is kind of something new that we've started to do over the past year or two. So right now I'm actually kind of working on three different maps. So three different projects. Actually, I'm working with three different graphic designers on these projects and three different committees. And so it's a fun part of my job, but sometimes can get to be a little bit, maybe even a little stressful at times. You have to really stay organized. But these maps include a brand new biking trail map. And so I'm working with a volunteer group called Bike TRF. And that's really a brand new group that has been created. And like I said, they're all volunteers. And so they have actually come together to try to make Thief River Falls more of a bike-friendly community. And within that mission, one of the goals is to actually map out some really safe and family-friendly bike routes around the Thief River Falls area. And so I've been working with them on a map, and we're going to get a really nice, colorful map created that will be in a brochure form. So we'll get copies printed. We'll have them available here at our office downtown in the Carnegie Library. And then we'll also have that map inside our 2019 Thief River Falls Visitors Guide, which is another product that we produce. So that's a really fun one. We're also working with the City of Thief River Falls and the Zalians Club here in Thief River Falls on a redesign of the Riverwalk brochure. And so that includes a map of the scenic 7-mile Riverwalk. And we're going to print new brochures of that one as well. And then the third one that we're working on is kind of a neat and I'd say a unique type of a map. It's for a birding trail called the Pine de Prairie International Birding Trail. Cool. And so this is a trail that actually starts in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, and it stretches all the way up to the Canadian border in Warroad. So Fergus Falls to Warroad, it does go through Thief River Falls. So that's why I'm involved. I'm on the planning committee for that group. And that trail actually even connects with Manitoba's birding trail. And it goes all the way, it loops around Winnipeg, and it kind of comes back down and into southern Manitoba. But we have 45 birdwatching sites just in Minnesota alone that we have mapped out for people who really enjoy birdwatching. And so it's just time for us to create a new map for that effort. And so that's something that I've been really heavily involved in as well, and working with our graphic designer. And so all those projects are kind of going on simultaneously, and I'm trying to keep myself organized with all three of them.
That's got to be the battle in and of itself. Aside from getting everything done, it's just the balancing and keeping the plate spun, you know. And I have to say, though, I really enjoy that, you know, being able to check out maps and stuff, because I'm doing a lot more walking out in the area. So any new routes, whether it's walking or biking, I'll definitely be able to devour and kind of keep going with what I've been doing with my walking. So that's another wonderful service. Now, well, let's talk about another thing that you're involved with. Some of the notes that I've been taking from here this morning, let's talk about your association with branding in regards to the Downtown Development Association.
Sure. So the Downtown Development Association is a committee of the Thief River Falls Chamber of Commerce, and that was actually developed a couple of years ago. So that's not a real brand new initiative, but it's something that has been around and actually growing over the past couple of years. And they have created a master plan, which is something that they worked hard on with actually the help of the University of Minnesota. And they created this downtown master plan, which is something that has components of it to improve and revitalize our downtown. One of the components of that is the idea that our downtown, as well as Greater Thief River Falls, doesn't really have a consistent brand. So there isn't really one thing. When you think of Thief River Falls, and especially when you think of like logos and marketing messages and colors and signage and banners and those types of things, there really isn't anything consistent, you know, and that's, you know, of no fault of anybody. I think all of our organizations here in Thief River Falls are doing a great job to promote our community in all different ways. You know, we are the tourism marketing organization. The Chamber of Commerce is a business-based, you know, membership promotion organization where they also do some lobbying efforts and event planning. And then our city, of course, is our governmental entity. But we all kind of have our own look and feel to our promotional products, you know, everything we put out, our logos, our websites, all of that. So one goal of that downtown master plan is to come up with a consistent community brand for Thief River Falls. And so I was actually asked to lead or sort of facilitate that initiative. And so we have formed a task force of local volunteers to try to start that discussion and really create a consistent community brand that could be used across the community with lots of different entities. We really want to start with some of those leading entities that I mentioned earlier, but then, you know, there's the potential to bring on others in the future. But this has been just kind of a neat project for me so far, and like I said, we only had one meeting actually of this task force so far, but we're going to present an overview of what we discussed at that meeting at the next Downtown Development Association meeting. And so that meeting is open to anyone and everyone who has interest in attending. And that's going to be held on Monday, June 11th at 6:15 p.m. at the Evergreen Eating Emporium. So it's all volunteer based, just community residents, you know. You can be a business owner, but you don't have to be. You know, you can manage or own a business downtown, or you can just be a local resident who has interest in revitalizing our downtown. So those meetings are open and everyone is invited to attend. Always looking for more volunteers. So I just wanted to kind of put that out there. Mm-hmm. So if you wanted to learn more about this community branding and also the other projects that the DDA has been working on, I really invite you to attend that meeting and of course invite all the listeners to attend.
That's Monday, June 11th at 6:15 at the Evergreen Eating Emporium in Thief River Falls. As we get close to wrapping up, well, we got to talk about some upcoming events. And we've kind of went over the midweek point here, but it looks like, according to the schedule, there's plenty of Norwegian Week festivities and fun to be had here in Thief River Falls.
Well, you bet. This is a really fun event. It's a really unique event. And Norwegian Heritage Week actually started on May 12th. But it runs all the way through May 20th, so there's still time to join the fun. So I won't probably list all the events that are going on, but there is a open house at Northern State Bank actually today from 10 to 3. There's an old time dance coming up. There's a Norwegian speaker coming up. There's also what I really have found to be interesting, and I really hope to attend, is Ole and Lena's wedding. It's a comedy theater performance that's coming up this weekend, actually. So it'd be actually Saturday, May 19th, and Sunday, May 20th. That's going to be at the Northland Auditorium. So you can find all the information on those events on our website, which is visittrf.com. But then there's also another couple coming up here next week. So speaking of the Northland College Theater, the Thief River Falls Area Community Theater is also putting on a really fun production called Love, Loss, and What I Wore. And that's coming up May 20th through the 24th at the theater there at Northland. And then actually, Memorial Day weekend is always when our Peter Engelstad Pioneer Village opens up again for the season. So mark your calendars for May 26th. When the Pioneer Village opens back up, and then they'll be open daily from 1 to 5 p.m. all the way through Labor Day.
Well, we know we're in the swing of the summer, the late spring summer thing, when we have the Engelstad Village opened up. The community theater is running their slate of shows for the season. And also, you know, as we get into the month of June and July and even into August, we'll probably even mention a gazebo show or two at the Floyd B. Olson Park. So plenty of energy coming up in Thief River Falls.
Well, you bet. And we all just have to get out and enjoy these events. I think that's kind of the main message that I have to end with today, is we have so much going on in Thief River Falls, and I just really urge the listeners to get out and maybe attend a new event that they've never been to before. Try something different. Just kind of expand your horizons, because we have really something to offer for all ages, all interests here in our community.
Well, Laura, our time has run out here. You're a busy gal, and I thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to talk about some of the things that are going on in the Thief River Falls area. It's always fun to have you here from Visit Thief River Falls.
Thank you so much, Glenn.